Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, this is Mark Thorell with the Plan Vision Podcast, and I'm calling this one Investment Competition. I'm going to talk about sometimes how people can end up comparing how they're investing to their friends or their family. And, you know, there's no need to do that, to compare how you're investing to other people. But I always kind of get this sense as I talk to people, not all of my clients, but other people, that there's a little bit of that going on. I've been guilty of it as well. Your friends, family, colleagues, whomever you happen to come across, investing, people don't really like to, in many cases, talk about their actual money, what they have and how much they're investing, but maybe about different investment ideas. And a lot of people, if they're excited about their investment, certainly want to share that information with people that they know. I'll hear things like, well, you know, I was out with my friend and they said I should invest in this thing and it's got great returns, right? And oh, why wouldn't I want a piece of that? And of course, they're bragging a little bit, right? There's a little bit of a competitive thing going on there. You need to get in on this because I'm doing really well. A long time ago, I felt this a bit more strongly, my late 20s, my early 30s. And in my situation, I guess it's just the way it was, right? I was the least financially successful person of the group of people that I hung out with. They're buying stocks. It wasn't overbearing in any way. They talk about it a little bit. This is back in the late 90s when everything was taken off. Now, even in that moment, I literally never bought a stock. I didn't have a lot of extra money, but I could buy a stock. But I was never enticed enough or felt like I needed to keep up with him to do that. But man, isn't it easy in this way for some people to feel a bit of jealousy or even some envy? But if you have a good strategy and understand what you're doing, which if you're listening to this blog, I hope you do, you don't have to compare what you're doing to somebody else. Your plan is great on its own. You're not missing out on anything. I, in fact, think if they're doing more clever stuff, taking more risk, that they're the ones that don't have a solid plan. Here's a little story for you. My brother's smart guy, lives in Houston, years ago, emailed me and his friends. He's older than I, he's got his own group of friends, but I enjoy their company quite a bit, and I've gotten to know them as well over the years. But he had a stock tip, something he thought that they should get in on. And man, it was low priced at the time. Wait for it. Guess what it was? Early 2000s. He's in Houston. I'm going to give you a moment to think about it. Now, what company might it have been that he could have given them a tip on? Well, if you said Enron, you were right. At $10, I remember the email. I don't have it anymore. I don't know if anybody still brings it up to him or reminds of him, but most of us know what happened there. It was one of the worst stories of corporate malfeasance and fraud in the history of the U.S. It collapsed. Now, at that point, he wasn't being pushy about it. He said something you might want to check into. It could be a good opportunity. It went on to collapse. Other investments are not always what they seem. They may not last. They may not sustain themselves. And when you're talking with your friends or whomever you're talking with about, most people don't like to brag about their failures. They like to tell you about the good ones. So interesting sometimes to have conversation about this, but don't let it affect how you invest if you have a good plan anyway.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.